This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Adopting tougher emission standards for trucks, like the standards in California, would prevent 500 deaths per year in the Chicago region by 2050. That's according to a new study from Northwestern University. California requires car manufacturers to sell an increasing number of zero-emission vehicles. The study also found that 600 new childhood asthma cases would be prevented. Victoria Lang is the lead author of the report and a graduate student at Northwestern.
That is roughly, let's say, 25 classrooms of children not having to succumb to a lifelong chronic disease.
The study also found that majority Black and Latino neighborhoods would see the greatest health benefits. The Illinois Pollution Control Board is currently reviewing a proposal to adopt the California rule. President Trump recently signed an executive order gutting a number of independent agencies, including the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Libraries, museums, and educational institutions turn to the Institute of Museum and Library Services for funding. The Chicago-based American Library Association's president, Cindy Hole, says the IMLS provides the only line of federal funding for libraries. She warns of a major potential ramification of this order.
We may see Americans displaced and not being able to access information online.
That's especially true if they live in small or rural communities that do not have easy access to broadband. Lurie Children's Hospital has launched its new disability library at the outpatient center in Lincoln Park. Occupational therapist Kevin Durney had the idea for the book cart after visiting Three Avenues Bookshop in Lakeview. He was inspired by their selection of books featuring children with disabilities. Durney wants patients he serves to have access to the same kinds of stories.
Didn't focus on what disabled kids or disabled characters can't do, but really focused on all the things that they can do. We wanted books that had characters, had autonomy, and were making choices for themselves.
About 70 books are available, and the library cart will be a permanent fixture of the outpatient center. Hundreds of locals flocked to Navy Pier this weekend to celebrate Holi, a Hindu festival marking the start of spring and the victory of good over evil. Gulay Sheikh came to the festival to celebrate her Pakistani roots and to throw colored powder at her mom, brother, and son.
We laughed so hard and we listened to music and it just made us feel like we're not adults, we're kids.
Jocelyn Wagner was there with her friends. She's Mexican-American, and she says her mixed heritage gives her a deeper appreciation for celebrations like Holi.
This is just another way for me to connect to something that is not necessarily mine, but that I have like an immense respect for.
Some more things you should know today. As President Donald Trump's administration seeks to roll back funding for transit, walking, and biking projects, some states are trying to advance them on their own. A seven-state group known as the Clean Rides Network gained momentum this year in its advocacy for environmentally friendly transportation projects that it says the federal government has abandoned. Lawmakers in Maryland, Illinois, and Massachusetts have introduced proposals this session that would require major highway construction to be offset by other projects that reduce greenhouse emissions. Local arborists are warning Illinois residents of a potential threat to the state's elm trees. Elm zigzag sawflies chew through elm leaves. Lake Bluff arborist David Horvath says if you detect any signs of an elm zigzag sawfly, you can reach out to the Morton Arboretum so that their spread can be tracked and modeled. Today's weather will be cloudy and breezy with a high of 48. Temps will drop down to 34 overnight. Tomorrow we expect a slight chance of light snow and a high of 47. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.